are not protected just like your cities are protected, Edmonton, Vancouver. You can see that Kyiv is being shelled and bombed. Ivano-Frankivsk. It used to be, we were a very peaceful country, peaceful cities, but now they're being constantly bombarded. Basically, what I'm trying to say that we all need to do, you all need to do more to stop Russia, to protect Ukraine, and by doing that, to protect Europe from Russian threat. They're destroying everything, memorial complexes, schools, hospitals, housing complex. They already killed 97 Ukrainian children. We are not asking for much. We are asking for justice, for real support, which will help us to prevail, to defend, to save life, all of the world. Canada is leading in these efforts, and I'm hoping that other countries will follow the same suit. We are asking for more of your leadership, and please take more, greater part in these efforts, Justin and all of our friends of Ukraine, all friends of the truth. Please understand how important it is for us to close our airspace from Russian missiles and Russian aircrafts. I hope you can understand. I hope you can increase your efforts. You can increase sanctions so they will not have a single dollar to fund their war effort. Commercial entities should not be working in Russia. Probably you know better than many in any other countries that this attack on Ukraine, it's their attempt to annihilate Ukrainian people, and there is nothing else to it. This is their main objective. It's actually the war against Ukrainian people. And it's an attempt to destroy everything that we as Ukrainians do. It's an attempt to destroy our future, to destroy our nation, our character. You, Canadians, you know very well all this. That's why I'm asking you, please do not stop in your efforts. Please expand your efforts to bring back peace in our peaceful country. I believe, and I know that you can do it. And we are building, we are part of the anti-war coalition, and jointly, I'm sure that we'll achieve results. I would like to also ask our Ukrainian diaspora in Canada. This is a historical moment, and we need your support, your practical support. And we hope that with your practical steps, you will show that you are part of the modern Ukrainian history. Please remember, this is a practical modern day history of Ukraine. We want to live, we want to have peace. I'm grateful to everyone of you in the Parliament of Canada who is present there, to every Canadian citizens. I am very grateful to you, Justin. I am grateful to Canadian people, and I am confident that together we will overcome and will be victorious. Glory to Ukraine. Thank you to Canada.
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Well, good day, and welcome, O denizens of Thunderbird Radio Land, as we wander once again through life's garden. Time now for the Eclectic Lunch, right here on CITR, broadcasting from the picturesque promontory known as Alksan, a land traditionally shared by the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh people, and now home to the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. Thank you. Today on The Lunch, we have another fine variety of delights from the musical smorgasbord. But before we get to that, I just want to remind you that if you want to help support the people of Ukraine, we have a few suggestions. First, there's DoctorsWithoutBorders.ca, who are providing medical aid to the over 2 million refugees at border stations in Poland, Romania, and Hungary. Then there's comebackalive.in.ua, who supports the armed forces of Ukraine by supplying technology, training, and ammunition to help defend their country. If you have friends or family in Russia, you can help by letting them know the truth about what their country is up to in Ukraine. You know, there's some great stories about people who are using Yelp reviews and comments on travel sites to get past the censorship of the Russian government. Borscht was very good, but your government is lying to you. And finally, contact your member of parliament, the prime minister, and the ministers of defense and foreign affairs. Let them know that we need to do everything we can to stop this tyranny. Keep the pressure on. Did you watch Men in the High Castle? It could still happen. And now, this.
Set to explode, you better duck and dive. You might be lucky to get out alive. She might have a bomb, baby, with my head and my heart. I love that girl right from the start. She may be mad and evil too, but what more can I do? Well, her hair is blonde and her eyes are green. When she hits the roof, it's a damn unseen. But she clenches her fist, gets her red in the face. And you'll end up in orbit deep in that. I got it, me a sign. She might have a bomb, baby, with my head on my heart. I love that girl from the start. And when she kisses me, it's like a fire alarm. And I love her, the Lord, the Lord. Sure, sure, I hate to call Jim Danny to the rescue. She might have a bomb, baby, with my head on my heart. I love that girl right from the start. But when she kisses me like a fire alarm, and I love her, Lord, oh Lord.
Shake it, shake it. reminded me about what the most important thing in life is. Do you know what I think it is? Friends.
Here at CITR, friends are really important to us. And when you become a member at CITR, our friends are your friends. So join CITR today and get discounts at the Australian Boot Company, Devil May Wear, East Vanity Parlor, The Bike Kitchen, Virtuous Pie UBC, and Save On Meats. And those are but a few. For more information and a complete list, visit citr.ca/friends.
Keen to repeat a lazy remark.
Okay, so I don't know why I did like an elf voice.
Feeling lost in the lonely, meaningless cyberweb? Looking to connect with other users? Then plug in to a CITR collective. Meet users who are compatible with your interests and passions. CITR's mainframe offers 9 unique collectives: news, arts, accessibility, sports, persons of color, indigenous, gender empowerment, LGBTQ2SIA+, and music affairs. CITR collectives are where you can make great radio, great friends, and avoid the abject loneliness of life in the cyber void.
Hey, are you interested in radio? Passionate about gender issues? Want to be an active part of your community? Then join the wave and become part of CITR's Gender Empowerment Collective. We meet every Friday at 2 p.m. and we want your voice. We are all about empowering everyone and giving you the chance to speak your mind. No experience necessary. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, or email us at genderempowerment@citr.ca.
Awakened One. Listen without distraction. Ready or not,
you're going in. Listen to Breakfast with the Browns every Monday morning.
From 8 a.m. to 11 a.m.
Something that just offers you the place, the chance to stay in a mood.
Breakfast with the Browns.
The best in ambient, downtempo, electronic, ASMR, pop loungecore music. Totally Alpha Wave.
On CITR 101.9 FM.
Thus the most ordinary movement in the world may agitate 1,000 odd disconnected fragments. Now bright, now dim. Hanging and bobbing and dipping and flaunting.
So, beauty remains in the impossibilities of the body. You know that, don't you?
How'd it go? Are we done with them?
No. They must have seen you.
I know that you're not too ambitious.
I don't have any friends and you can too. Tune into Teachable Moments on 101.9 FM every Tuesday at 4 p.m. if you're a fucking dork.
I specifically said no geeks.
But my mom says I'm cool.
We'll be right back.
standing on the edge, looking down in the dark, searching for some refuge from this wound inside my heart. This old abandoned bridge is my best friend. It's a whisper in my ear, your choice might mean the end. One slip and you're gone, no more right or wrong. One slip and you're gone to a dark unknown. Of a distant train, there's many that I've rode on, just an endless search that keeps on leading me for a job that just won't come. Harder that I try, further from my home, I'm at the end of my rope. One slip and you're gone, no more right or wrong. One slip and you're gone to a dark unknown.
Still remember exactly how I with you. It feels like home, even only through the phone. And maybe I'd still choose you.
Let me refresh your memory. Russians. That's right. Russians, Ruskies, communists, communists. Oh, now you remember.
Hello, hello, hello. My name is Russian Tim, and I'm the host of weekly punk rock radio show called Rocket from Russia. Every Tuesday, 10:30 to 11:30 a.m., Rocket from Russia is aired on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, or CITR.ca, anywhere where internet is paid for.
Is The Hallucination with their new record, One More Saturday Night, featuring Javier Mighty, Tanya Tagak, and more, out now.
Unladylike Co. presents Bad Eggs, a film theater hybrid production of a play by Jessica Hood. Bad Eggs follows the lives of Persephone, Hades, and Eve, who have been plucked from their myths and placed in the modern world. It explores Persephone's agency as she navigates a strained mother-daughter relationship, an emotionally abusive spousal relationship, and panic attacks that crack open reality and awaken memories of all her mythical origins. Through a feminist and darkly comedic lens, Bad Eggs explores the parallels between two women who ate forbidden fruit. Using a film theater hybrid version of the play, staged in a theater space with a minimalist set and filmed using multiple angles, with animation added to the magical reality-breaking scenes, making this version of the play a truly multidisciplinary piece of art. The film stars friend of the show Sarah Roa, who seems to be everywhere these days, as Persephone, Reyes Calvert as Hades, and Lisa Neptuno as Eve. Bad Eggs premieres in person on March 13th at 7 p.m. at the Norman Rothstein Theater at 41st and Oak. And the online screenings are from the 16th to the 27th of March. Viewers can watch from around the world. Now, due to some significant swearing, the show is recommended for ages 16 plus. Tickets are available via Eventbrite for free or by donation. And you can find out more by going to Instagram or Twitter, look for Unladylike Co., or Facebook, where it's Unladylike Company.
What is this?
CITR 101.9 FM.
A center for ants?
What?
We're a radio station broadcasting from UBC Vancouver.
How can we be expected to teach children to learn how to read if they can't even fit inside the building?
Visit CITR.ca.
Derek, it's just a...
I don't want to hear your excuses! The center has to be at least... 3 times bigger than this.
This next song might be disturbing to some. I was hesitant to make this warning, but I think it's important. The song is a novelty song about a school shooting. It's by Julie Brown from 1986, back before school shootings were a thing, when the idea of someone bringing a weapon to a homecoming dance and shooting the place up was so ridiculous, it was the subject for satire. It's a great song. So I apologize if this upsets you, but you might want to turn the radio off for the next 4 minutes and 37 seconds.
It was homecoming night at my high school. Everyone was there. It was totally cool. I was real excited. I almost wet my jeans. Because my best friend Debbie was homecoming queen. She looked so pretty in pink chiffon. Riding the float with her tiara on.
Harper!
Throw down your gun, SDR, and then come out of the float!
Daddy didn't listen to what the cop said. She aimed and fired, and now the math teacher's dead. Oh, it's really sad, but kind of a relief. I mean, we had this big test coming up next week. Everybody run. The homecoming queen's got a gun. Everybody run. The homecoming queen has got a gun. She raised her head, smiled, and said, I did it for Johnny.
Johnny? Well, like, who's Johnny? Answer me, Debbie, who's Johnny? Does anybody here know Johnny? Are you Johnny? There was one guy named Johnny, but he was a total geek. He always had food in his braces. Answer me, Debbie, who's Johnny? Oh, God, this is like that movie, Citizen Kane, you know, where you later find out Rosebud was a sled, but we'll never know who Johnny was because, like, she's dead.
Run. The homecoming queen has got a everybody.
You're alive, you're here. May you live long and well in freedom from fear. May your happy heart be dancing down a rainbow or swinging on a star, as in time you become who you are. So glad you were born, so good that you came, sweet child of the darkness, bright child of the flame. May you be the spinner and the story teller and the tale. May divine inspiration never fail.
Eclectic Lunch today, we heard from Carlos and the Bandidos, Clone, Ben E. King, Umberto Tozzi, Camaro 67, Kim Kondrashoff, Lindsay Kay, Julie Brown, Jan Arden, Ananda Shankar, and Mike Richter. Our theme music is by Rye Cooter, and this little ditty is by the great Neil Hefti. Remember, you can donate to support the people of Ukraine at doctorswithoutborders.ca or comebackalive.in.ua and tell the truth to anyone you know in Russia. And if there's something you'd like to hear on Eclectic Lunch, drop us a line at daveradiopodcast@hotmail.com. You can search out our podcast archive at citr.ca. And remember to like, share, and subscribe because Sharon deserves it. Keep your dial set on CITR. Beppe Crespin is coming up at 2 o'clock. And as he's always been since 1987, our very own star on the BC Entertainment Walk of Fame, Nardwar the Human Serviette, at 3:30. And we'll be back with more delightful morsels on the Eclectic Lunch next week at this same time. We now return you to regular programming.
Listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Never look away. You got me right in. Hello and welcome to Colorful Conversations, a podcast dedicated to exploring topics around identity, visibility, and intersectionality. This week's episode is quite special. The team here at Colorful Conversations was interviewed by Tammy, the Director of Communications at the Brown Citizen Circle, a nonprofit organization that amplifies BIPOC and QT POC voices, particularly